Welcome to Inspiration Sounds. I'm Budsamudra Knox, and you're listening to episode 46. Well, recently I was away, and I bumped into a few old friends, a few supporters of Inspiration Sounds, and to those people I'd like to say thank you for all your comments and for your encouragement. But now, we'll get straight into it. This week we have two stories for you. The first one is A Father's Oneness Heart, written by Sri Chinmoy. And secondly, I shall worship you only with the left hand. So sit back and relax, put your feet up, or maybe you're out running, whatever you're doing, I hope you enjoy it. This is episode 46 of Inspiration Sounds. A Father's Oneness Heart, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox. An elderly gentleman named Ramesh went out early one winter morning to get some fresh air. It was extremely cold. When Gokul, a friend of his, happened to see him, he said, "Ramesh, what are you doing? You are not wearing winter clothes. You are wearing spring clothes. You will suffer badly from this cold. Why are you acting like a fool?" Ramesh thanked Gokul. "Yes, you are right, you are right. I am going home." He returned home and said to his son, who was a businessman and who had amassed vast amounts of money, "Son, I went out this morning, but my friend Gokul asked me why I was acting like a fool and wearing spring clothes in winter." "Oh, he was right, father. Look, let me go. Let me go and get you some warm winter clothes." "Wait," said Ramesh. "You know that thousands of people who live right around our house are so poor that they cannot afford to have warm clothes and shoes. My heart will not permit me to wear winter clothes and shoes unless I see them also warmly clothed."
"Father, I know that you have a big heart. Look, since I am your son, I shall without fail fulfill your desire."
Ramesh blessed his son, saying, "I am so proud of you." The son went out and, in a few hours' time, brought home winter clothes and shoes for 25,000 people. He said to Ramesh,
"Father, I don't think you will need more, but if you do, I will give them to you."
"Son, since I am a Brahmin, now you have to invite all the poor Brahmins."
"Why only Brahmins?" his son replied.
"You are right. I should not discriminate. It should be first come, first served." Soon, thousands of people belonging to different castes started pouring in, about 25,000 people in all. They were delighted and, at the same time, extremely grateful to receive this unprecedented gift. Ramesh blessed his son from the very depth of his heart for fulfilling his desire, and the son said to him,
"I am so proud that I have a father who is so kind to the poor."
In this way, the father and son mutually appreciated each other. Finally, the son said to his father,
"Now that I have fulfilled your desire, Father, will you now take your own winter clothes and shoes?"
"My son, am I not wearing winter clothes and shoes through these 25,000 people? Why do I need one extra? Do they not represent me, and do I not represent them? I do not need winter clothes or shoes. In their happiness is my happiness, in their comfort is my comfort. I assure you, I will not fall sick, for my oneness heart with them will definitely keep my body warm." His son shed profuse tears of gratitude and pride that he was blessed with such a divine father. "I Shall Worship You Only With My Left Hand," written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox.
Om
Lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality.
In India, there lived a merchant named Chand, who was quite rich. He had 6 boats, and in these 6 boats he carried his merchandise. He also had 6 sons, who all worked in their father's business. Chand was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Every day he used to pray to Lord Shiva most devotedly and soulfully. After many years, Lord Shiva became extremely pleased with him and gave him a special boon, the boon of immortality on earth. Needless to say, Chand was delighted to get this boon. One day, Chand's wife went to the river Gangur to bathe. On her way back, she saw many people enjoying a special festival at the house of one of her neighbors. She went inside the house, and there she saw a small statue of Manasha, the snake goddess. All the people were devotedly worshipping that particular goddess. When Chand's wife asked why they were so fond of this goddess, the mother of the family told her that they had become extremely rich by worshipping Manasha. The statue had come from the river Gangur, and her 2 sons had become rich by worshipping the goddess who was represented by this particular statue. Chand's wife knew that her husband was not as rich as these 2 brothers, so she begged them to give her a statue of exactly the same type. In a few days, they made a mold and gave her a statue just like theirs. She was so happy to get the statue, and she immediately brought it home and started worshipping the goddess Manasha so that her husband could become as rich as their neighbors. But when Chand saw what she was doing, instead of becoming happy, he got furious. "I have been praying to Lord Shiva for years and years. He has been kind enough to give me the boon of immortality. Now how can I worship somebody else? I don't need this goddess." Then he kicked the statue of Manasha and it smashed to pieces. His wife was extremely shocked, and his 6 sons were very unhappy and frightened because their father had shown such disrespect to a goddess. The goddess Manasha was so angry that she cursed Chand. Her curse was that she would take away all his children and all his possessions and make him an ordinary mortal again. In this way, she would humble him and force him to bow down before her and worship her. One day, Manasha took human form as a most beautiful woman. When Chand saw this beautiful woman, he was tempted. When earthly temptation entered into him, Manasha was able to take away the boon that Chand had received from Lord Shiva. Now he became mortal once again, and could easily be killed by the goddess or by any human being. In the course of time, Manasha started fulfilling the rest of her curse. One day when Chand was sailing to a distant city, 3 of his boats capsized and sank. 3 of Chand's sons who were on the boats died along with the crew members. That was the first serious misfortune. A few months later, he went with his remaining sons on a business trip. This time there was a serious hurricane. In this terrible storm, Chand's remaining 3 boats sank, his last 3 sons died, and all the rest of his wealth was lost. Chand himself was about to drown, but the goddess Manasha, who was watching everything, said to herself, "If he dies now, then my objective will not be fulfilled. I want him to worship me. If he dies, then he will not be able to worship me. I have to keep him alive. But how am I going to do it?
Then she caused a lotus plant with a few blooms on it to appear right in front of him. When Chan touched the lotus, he immediately thought of the goddess Manasha, because Manasha's other name is Lotus. But Chand was too angry with Manasha to take any help from her at all. He thought, Manasha is the cause of all my suffering. I will not take help even from a lotus plant. But already the goddess had been able to give him strength through the lotus, and with greatest difficulty, he reached the shore and came out of the water. For 3 days, Chand could eat nothing at all. He became so weak that he could hardly walk. Finally, on the third day, he came to a friend's house, and his friend gave him something to eat. When he heard Chand's story, he said, Compromise! Pray to this goddess. Then she will not create any more suffering for you. No, that I will not do. It took Chand several months to return home on foot. There, he saw his wife fondling a little baby. It was his own child, a seventh son. Well, that means the curse is now removed. Otherwise, how could I have a new son? This child must be a sign of prosperity. So Chand gave the child the name Lakshminda, which means one who is blessed by the goddess of prosperity. Some years passed, and Lakshminda attained maturity. Chand found a most beautiful wife for him. The girl's name was Behula. Chand was once again very happy with his little family. Then early one morning, Behula suddenly started screaming and crying. Chand and his wife ran to her and saw that their only son was dead. He had been bitten by a snake. After so many years, the snake goddess had taken the form of a snake and killed their last son. According to Indian tradition, if somebody dies of a snake bite, then he cannot be cremated. His body has to be thrown into the water or put on a raft or a small boat. Then the boat can carry his body wherever it will. Behula was so devoted to Lakshminda that she said, I am not going to allow him to be thrown into the river. He is dead, true, but I cannot leave him. I don't need my parents, or my father-in-law and mother-in-law. I need only my beloved husband. So, with Lakshminda's dead body, Behula entered into the boat and floated away to an unknown destination. Behula was praying constantly to Lord Shiva. She said, Shiva, 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 O Lord Shiva! My father-in-law has worshipped you so devotedly for years and years. Can you not do anything for his son? Will this be his fate? Lord Shiva heard her soulful prayer and came out of his long trance. He commanded the goddess Manasha to give back Chand's sons and all his wealth. The other cosmic gods also requested the same thing. But the goddess prayed to Lord Shiva to first grant her a boon. She wanted Chand to worship her at least once. Only then, she said, would she give back his wealth, his ships, and all his children. Only once. All right. I shall grant your boon. Then Lord Shiva said to Behula, Go and beg your father-in-law to worship Manasha just once. And he took the boat
which was carrying her back to where it had started from. Bahula went to Chand.
You are unbearably proud. That is why this has happened. You did not want to worship the snake goddess. You only wanted to worship Lord Shiva. Now can you not worship her only once? Then you will get back all your beloved sons, your ships, your wealth, everything. Can you not worship her just once?
No, I will never surrender.
Have you no affection for your sons? Did you never love your dear ones, your children, your wife?
Yes, I did love my dear ones. I loved all my sons.
Then where has your affection gone?
It still remains. But now some competition is going on between affection and pride.
Your pride has won. You did not care as much for the members of your family as you cared for your own pride. Otherwise, you would have surrendered to the goddess long ago and worshipped her to save your sons.
Chand finally said, You are right.
Now let me surrender to affection. Oh, let affection win. Let it win. Let me first get back my children, my ships and my wealth.
Then I will worship Manasha. Bahula was extremely happy. She spoke to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva spoke to Manasha. The goddess agreed to give back everything to Chand. Now Chand had been forced to worship her, but his pride was still strong. He said to himself, I used my right hand to worship Lord Shiva, so I will never use my right hand to worship this goddess. It will be a real insult to Lord Shiva, so I will never do it. I will use my left hand. I promised that I would worship her once, but I didn't say I would use my right hand. Manasha became furious because, according to Indian tradition, the right hand or both hands are always used for worship. But Chand would worship her only with his left hand. In India, seekers are very fastidious about using the right hand instead of the left hand for worship. When a seeker places a flower or a candle on the shrine, when he puts a sacred mark on his forehead, always it has to be done with the right hand. Everything sacred has to be touched with the right hand.
You promised that you would worship me. It was well understood that you would have to worship with your right hand, not with your left hand. Two hands are not necessary, but at least you should use your right hand.
But Chand had got back all his sons and all his possessions, and Lord Shiva was once again protecting him. So he worshipped Manasha with his left hand only. Lord Shiva again gave the boon of immortality not only to Chand, but also to his daughter-in-law, Bahula. Even now, it is said that if you want to worship the goddess Manasha, you can do it with your left hand, whereas all other gods and goddesses have to be worshipped either with both hands or with the right hand. Well, guys and girls, that's about all we have time for this week. I hope you enjoyed those two stories. The last one was a little longer than normal. That was a lot of fun to record. In actual fact, I was in a play when we performed that story on stage in New York, so it brought back a lot of nice memories for me. Join me again next week for episode 47
of Inspiration Sounds, and to more stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra. This was Inspiration Sounds.